Good morning, and thanks so much for tuning in to KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzek, and this morning we are actually going to check in and hear about a upcoming Filipino-American History Month festival and celebration that's taking place October 16th. Joining us this morning, we have Alma Parker and Joanna Clear. Good morning.
Good morning. Good
morning. And I guess my first question on this, so coming up, I guess October is Filipino-American History Month. And what sparked, I guess, putting this festival together?
Well, I think for me and just growing up here, I do remember having these festivals and celebrations on more of an annual basis. And as I grew older and people just started to, I think, go away from that and the celebration of our culture and the community here in Ketchikan. So October does signify Congress passing a resolution that recognized October as Filipino American History Month. So what better way to bring it back this year with this opportunity with the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition and Peace Health partnering with us? I think it just was the perfect time.
And you mentioned that these celebrations went on while you were growing up.
Yeah.
Was that something that was a community-wide thing, or was
right.
it within the Filipino community?
It was a Filipino community center event, usually. I remember every Sunday we would get the Filipino kids together and learn cultural dances in preparation for a celebration to raise money for the center so that we could have this space to gather, to have celebrations, to just have a meeting space for the Filipinos here in Ketchikan. And then I just know that the organization maybe lost its vision, and then now we're just trying to bring it back and revitalize it.
You mentioned that this is a Wellness Coalition and Peace Health event. How are each of you involved in this?
So, yeah, thank you for the question. So we have this grant called Sama Sama that Ketchikan Wellness Coalition and Peace Health has partnered together, and it enabled us to. We won this grant, which is like $300,000 for a span of 3 years. And so, one of the purpose of this event is on October 16 is also to gonna official kickoff and then introduce it to the community, to the Filipino community, and also to Ketchikan community in general.
So it sounds like you're gonna have quite a few. This grant, I guess, what is this grant going to be used for? That's quite a bit of money, it sounds like.
It's actually improving health access and equity amongst the Filipino community. So Ketchikan Wellness Coalition was funded by the Robert Woods Johnson Foundation. And the grant really focuses on improving health outcomes for the Filipinos in Ketchikan. And health outcomes, we feel, include mind, body, and soul. And what better way to invigorate that is through a cultural celebration and then bringing community together.
Okay, that sounds like a great idea. And this is something for the entire community.
Absolutely. It's open to everyone. It's free. We are charging for food tickets. There's a food part of this. Of course, Filipinos love food. And
yes, we do.
So we have to obviously add food in there, and we have some entertainment and youth activities, but all of that is free. And we just welcome everyone just to get a different perspective on the diversity of just the Filipinos in general, because a lot of people don't know how diverse our culture is.
And the Philippines is, I want to say, huge. Lots of islands and
yes.
lots
yes.
of, I guess, different. I don't know what you call it, cultural groups or
yes, we have like 7,100 islands, and with those islands also we have, you know, our own dialects. And so even though we're all Filipinos, we speak all different languages, and we also have we bring in like these different cultures together. Like if you're from the south, you know, most of those people probably are Muslim. If you're in the middle, like the Manila, they will speak, you will see more of a Catholic influence. And if you go farther north, you know, it's different. You'll probably see more tribal people. You know, you don't see a lot of a Catholic influence. So it's very diverse. It's interesting.
And I guess maybe speak a little bit about the history of Filipinos in America. I mean, a lot of people obviously have been born here now, mm-hmm. but it started really, I'm putting you on the spot, aren't I? But my understanding
is
that it started, though, that they came to California?
I think that the date on the flyer is really just a significant point for the arriving into California. I think you have history of Filipinos coming into
Even like Alaska was way earlier.
Hawaii. You do have variety of entrance of Filipinos.
And I'll just read this off it, but it talks about why October was chosen to be Filipino American History Month. It says it commemorates the arrival of the first Filipinos in Morro Bay, California, in October of 1957. Now we know, people were here long, long before that.
1920s, I think, is when Filipinos started coming in Alaska. So, but the history of that is Philippines used to be a colony of the United States, you know, so, and that kind of give a freedom of the Filipinos to come in the United States. Mostly they come as labor workers in California. They're probably farmers. And here in Alaska, of course, they work as canneries. Mm-hmm. And then with Filipinos, we like to recruit our family members. And I think that's how it's, we have the largest Filipino community here in
Ketchikan. I think what's also significant to bring up is that Ketchikan, I believe, had one of the first Filipino community centers in the entire state of Alaska. And so from that point, they were able to not only find a space to gather and celebrate, but also to come together to talk about any issues or grievances they may have. And they would bring in local politicians to express their concerns. So that already sense of organizing started here in Ketchikan. So it's very significant to have a Filipino community center here if we were one of the first in the state of Alaska. So,
and this event that's happening on October 16th, can you explain a bit about it? It says, you know, you mentioned that there'll be dances, entertainment, food. Is it, you know, you mentioned all of the various different areas and different communities in the Filipino community in a sense. Is there different regional dances, if that makes sense?
I think what we're trying to do is just give the sense to share the diversity in itself. We'll have, for example, the museum's going to have a blow-up map of the Philippines and its 7,000 islands, and we would hope that those who come to the event would take a picture and then kind of pinpoint where they are coming from. Then that provides a visual of just the diversity here in Ketchikan of just the Filipino families that live here. And then our food is going to hopefully represent different parts of the regions. They're all going to be prepackaged COVID, you know, protocols on state. And it's just going to be more smaller portions so that people can get a taste of different things versus what you would typically see at our 4th of July or Blueberry Festivals where you get huge meals. It's just more of a sampling. And that's where our community always comes together, is that if it's something that promotes us, that we will put in the time and the effort to come together and put the, you know, work and make sure we get all the decorations, the food, and the entertainment. Then we also have, you know, some fun things, like we're having a lumpia rolling contest for those. Or maybe a tutorial first, and then we'll do a contest after. Prior to the event, for this, you know, the kickoff in October, we've invited some of our schools, actually most of them, to participate in like a parol Christmas lantern making. That's free. That's sponsored by First Bank. And then we have some art projects that we have people making Filipino flags and streamers at various schools. And then we also have a writing essay contest that we put out there that's sponsored by Legacy Real Estate, to just share on how their families came from one island, the Philippines, to Ketchikan.
And is this, I guess, are things going to be displayed at the plaza? Like you mentioned, the lanterns and whatnot. I mean, would there be activities there, or things will be displayed there?
So after the paroles will be made, we're going to hold them at the plaza and keep them there. And then maybe the night before, we'll start putting them all up. And then we'll decorate it kind of like a fiesta in the, you know, the different communities in the Philippines. They have like their special week or month of fiesta, and they go all out and decorate their neighborhoods and their barrios and whatnot. So it would be bringing that sense of really elaborate decorations out and just really showcase what the kids have been working on. We'll announce our contest, essay contest winners there as well. and just really just it's a celebration okay. more than anything.
And I was wondering, are there any kind of booths, shall we say, like
yeah.
informational booths, or are they entertainment booths, or what
it's
are they?
More, what we're hoping is more engaging booths, as you will, versus just information passing out. So we have Peace Health. I believe they're going to do a booth.
Yes, we do.
And one of their booths, I believe, is going to have refreshments that are traditionally Filipino. And, you know, from cantaloupe juice, and I don't know what those other drinks are called, the green.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'm blanking.
But there's all these fun, colorful drinks. And then we have the museum, like I mentioned, is coming. Public Health is coming to do immunizations. The Borough Transit's coming to talk about and share information on their bus schedules and just making sure everybody can get proper transportation to and from where they need to go. Who else do we have? I have to take my notes. The Arts Council is going to be there holding it. If we have extra supplies, we're going to have our lantern making live so that they can do some lantern making there as well. And I know there's more. I know more community people are coming out to reach out to us.
Okay. And I see that this is from noon to 4. Again, mm-hmm. it's on October 16th. So... is it something that you should be there all day because activities are happening throughout the day, or drop by?
I think you can drop by. I feel like we'll put a schedule out here, I believe, by the 1st of October or so, that we'll just showcase, just kind of give a schedule of events if you have a special thing that you want to see. Because we are having, for example, like our dance presentations, and then we have a Filipino martial arts demonstration. So that's really neat, done by Clint Schultz. And so if you just see something that captures your eye, I think that's when you would come. But all it's an open door. Obviously, we're going to wait to see what kind of risk protocols we have to take and follow those. So it might be limited in numbers, but we hopefully it doesn't require okay. us to postpone.
Okay, and I see on the flyer that it says masks are required.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it might allow for the space. And you said that Public Health is doing vaccinations. Is,
mm-hmm.
Is
flu it, and COVID.
They're doing mm-hmm. both. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay, great to
By
know.
Appointment, though. So call us for more information so that we could get make sure that we can get an appointment, because they do have to do that online appointment.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And when you say call us, which group are they calling?
You could call both, but I think if you call me, then I can like redirect if we need to.
Okay.
And that's at 228-7557.
All right. And then if we get that info, we'll stick it on our KRBD community calendar. I know mm-hmm. coming up, Public Health also has a vaccine clinic on the 23rd of October. I don't think the signups are open yet, but if the ones for this event are open, we'll make sure to put that link because it's a state of Alaska
link. Exactly. That's the link.
And that's mm-hmm. the easiest way to go.
And yeah. Yeah. And if they can't make the appointment, they're willing to do it on site as well.
Right. Right, yeah. Right, right. And you also mentioned food, and I'm kind of guessing people probably want to go early because you might run out.
Well, you know, Filipino are known to have many foods. You know, I don't think we will run out, because food is just a big part of our culture. And I'm not sure if you've been to any of our celebrations, but there's always plenty of food, enough for people that come to bring home, because uh-huh. it's part of that celebration. It's just mm-hmm. part of our culture. You need to have
gathering.
Yeah.
And excess is better.
Well, and I love that it's a sampling of very different, you know,
yes.
different types, because I think a lot of people are familiar with like lumpia and stuff, but they
exactly.
might not know about other
exactly.
things.
Exactly. And that's what I think this festival brings us the opportunity to share, is that we're beyond the lumpia, chicken adobo, and pancit. I mean, it's really way more opportunity to showcase all the delicacies of our country.
Interesting. And then I don't want to put you on the spot again, but I will. Huh? Just is there anything that you can share about, you know, Filipino Americans that maybe people don't realize? You know, something that's unique to your culture, or not unique. Maybe, you know, we're all just the same sort of a thing. But is there something that stands out maybe as something that's interesting that people may not know or understand about the culture?
Well, what we did mention earlier, the diversity, you know, lumping us as, you know, one unit of like, they're Filipino. Yes, we are. But then the diversity of where we're from is very different. Like my family speaks a different dialect than Joanne's. And Joanne's story is way more intriguing from coming from a tribal perspective versus I'm from a rural country area as well. My family is. So that alone, I think, makes us unique as well. Here in Ketchikan, I shared earlier that something that people probably didn't know is that we were one of the first Filipino Community Center locations in the state of Alaska. And what else do we not know about?
I don't know. I can't think of anything right now.
That's okay. I didn't want to put you on the spot. But, you know, it is like any culture, you know, you only see a portion of it. So I think this will be great for people to go and learn more and see a diverse group of people.
Oh, well, Joanna did mention that the Philippines was colonized by the U.S., but prior to the U.S., it was many, many years, hundreds of years, by Spaniards.
Years. Yeah.
So very much of our language is Spanish, has very strong Spanish roots, as well as our names. There are so many names that can cross, you know, cultural lines, and people mistake us for, like, a Spanish name and versus, you know, Filipino. So the roots to Spain are really strong as far as being a culture, maybe even another subculture of another country, you know. So,
okay,
that's unique as well.
Definitely looking forward to this event. Anything else that you wanted to mention about it, or anything else coming?
Well, I really do want to thank, obviously, our sponsors, who, because without them, this event would not be free and open to everyone. So we do have Peace Health and Salmon Market, First Bank, Legacy Real Estate, and The Plaza, who have contributed to make it possible. And then, obviously, the Cultural Wellness Coalition is spearheading it, so we're really excited about leading the project and hopefully becoming an annual thing.
Okay. Sounds fun.
Yep. Thank you for having us.
Thank
here
you
as
for
well.
Having us and having this opportunity to invite everyone.
Yeah, and thank you again for all this information. Again, everyone, coming up on October 16th from noon to 4 p.m. at the Plaza is the Phil-Am. Is that how I pronounce it?
Yeah.
Phil-Am Festival, celebrating Filipino American History Month. And again, as we get closer to that date, we'll be giving you more information.